You got to learn that this is a song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey, then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up or you face. Okay, let's try it, really. Uno, two, three, four. What's the matter you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place.
Ah, shut up or you face.
That's a great. We can do the better this time, I bet. Hey! What's the matter you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
It's not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place.
Ah, shut up in your face.
Okay, one more time for mama, everybody. What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's a not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place.
Ah, shut up in your face.
Yeah.
You reality radioed my gray area.
It's the gray area.
Well, now you get classical music.
That's what you get for drifting away from the studio.
Hey, things demand attention sometimes. Every once in a while, people need lessons.
Sometimes you just got to tell people to shut up in your face.
And this morning I needed a lesson, so I went to Darla and said help.
Good Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday.
What is up?
8:14 a.m.
Northwoods fishing muskie. Ooh.
Well, not fishing muskie, I don't think. Is muskie open with the rest of it?
Muskie open on Saturday, I think, yeah.
With everything else? Does it? Why did I think they have different days?
I Googled it on Friday, and it said, unless it lied to me.
What? Yeah, I guess.
You're muskying it.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm thinking of. Maybe it closes earlier or something. I know it might not be wise to fish muskies at the same time it's legal to. In a lot of cases, they're more sensitive, but...
Let me ask you this question today. Would you rather stay at a fancy schmancy hotel with bad customer service, or would you rather stay at a lower-end hotel? Maybe not quite Motel 6-ish, because they become lower-end. No, nothing against Motel 6, but you become lower-end, all right? I've stayed there. Would you rather stay at a lower-end hotel with great customer service? What would you rather do?
You know, on principle, I'd like to say I'd rather stay in a lower-end hotel. And in many cases, that is true. But if the difference is, like, cleanliness... I'll put up with your bad attitude, I'll put it in a Google review, I'll give you one star, and I'll sleep like a baby in a nice clean bed, because that's what's best for me. I'll admit, that's a little bit confrontational, I guess. But what? You want me to care about your attitude? Like, I got my life to worry about, man. If you got grumpy stuff, cool. Let's measure.
Yeah.
We'll have a really bitter time. So I just don't do that.
There's some of those hotels, because I've stayed at a lot of hotels in the last 4 or 5 years. There's a few hotels where you get up in the morning, you walk down the hallway, and you see somebody starting to clean rooms, and they look at you and they say, "Good morning." And I'm just like, "Well, that was good. That was good." And then you walk by the next person at the breakfast buffet, and they look at you and they say, "Good morning." Just that general friendliness. And then that's very rare, but we stayed at a nice hotel down there in Madison. It was a nice place, but very, you know, I don't know what star you would put that that hotel at. Three?
No idea.
Three, four, I don't know. But it was nice. It was a nice hotel. But the people working there, they didn't really seem like they wanted to be there from what I saw. You ever get that? The late night, and I get the late night hotel desk person. I know that's not the job you want.
Yeah.
I know that's not the, I get that.
I remember how I felt about second shift at a hotel.
Right.
I do.
Right. But when I walk up at 10:30 at night and I just want a Gatorade out of the cooler and I want to pay you for it, at least show a little bit of interest that you're even somewhat ready to at least acknowledge I exist.
Yeah, no, I wasn't gonna say anything, but no, there's definitely, I think there might have been some personal life stuff going on behind the front desk at the hotel we stayed at.
And then the elevator went out, and I experienced it, and then you experienced it too. And this is more of just general logic of, you know, it was a three-story hotel, and the elevator went out on Saturday morning. And you tell the story better than I do.
Well,
because you're good at this. You tell it.
So we were dead center too. They put us right next to the elevator, and the stairs are on either end of the
with really floors. No arrows, just a sign that says
stairs.
In case
way.
Of fire, use the stairs.
Yep. When you get out of the elevator, yeah.
Where?
When you get out of the elevator, there's an arrow pointing to the left that says stairs, and then there's some room numbers, and that's all it says. So I walked a little bit. Like even when we got there at first, when the elevator was working, I got out of it and I went looking for the stairs. I thought I'll use the stairs from now on. Toby likes running up and down stairs, but I didn't find them until it was actually yesterday morning, checkout day, Sunday morning at a hotel in Madison. That's a busy time, and we're on the second floor. So I go up, I walk up to the elevator, I hit the button, and it doesn't light up. Nothing. Not even a ding. So and one thing I noticed when we got, Rachel actually noticed when we got there, that the door close button was sticky. So I thought, maybe the button's stuck.
Right.
So I hit it again. It wasn't sticky. It still didn't light up. And I thought, well, guess it's time to find the stairs. Mm-hmm. And I sure did. They were all the way at the other end of the hall. Not that far. I'm a young, healthy guy. Yeah. But I would have liked to know.
Yeah.
And so I get down to the main floor.
This is the best.
And I walk up and I go to the front desk to tell them that the elevator doesn't seem to be working, and I have to walk by the first floor entrance to the elevator, on which is
a sign.
An out of order sign.
And you're like, okay, the person at the front desk acknowledges that the elevator is out of order.
So I look at him. I was going to the front desk anyway, and I happen to notice, and internally I'm processing what this means, and I should have given myself another second because it was definitely early in the morning and I probably sounded pretty grumpy, and I said, hey, you should put signs on the second and third floor too. as if I was Moody from Harry Potter and I could just see through the floor. Like, and I know, I put two and two together. I hit the button.
Because at 8:30 in the morning, 99.9% of the people using the elevator are coming from the north to the south. They're not coming from the bottom to the top.
And like, I really had to mitigate my reaction because it's something I would do. I would do that. On the wrong day, I'd put a sign, and I wouldn't like legitimately forget logically that we need signs up higher, but I would get distracted after putting the first one on.
Sure.
And my brain would pull me in a different direction. Now, this guy was counting change when I told him that there were signs that should have been on doors two and three. Take it as you will. Take it as you will. He was counting change at the time. And what did he say? He said, okay.
So that same morning, I go to get... I'm on the second floor, but I don't know where the stairs are because I just saw the sign at the elevator that said, in case of fire, use stairs. So once I went to the elevator Sunday morning and I hit the button and it didn't light up and the elevator didn't come. I looked at the sign and I thought, stairs, but where are they? And I kind of looked down the hallway a little bit, left and right, not bothering to read probably a sign that on the wall that maybe had an arrow. But another lady came up behind me. And she's standing there waiting for the elevator too. And I'm thinking to myself, because I pushed the button, but it didn't light up. All right. So I'm standing there waiting for the elevator thinking, oh, maybe it'll come. And of course, the lady behind me comes up, sees that the elevator button isn't pushed, sees me waiting for the elevator, and assumes that I'm an idiot and I didn't push the button, that I'm just standing there waiting. So she comes up and she pushes the button and it doesn't light up. So after about 60 seconds of just awkward standing, she finally says to me, are there any stairs? And I said, I think so. I said, I really don't know where they are. So she went back into her room, I think, just to get rid of the awkwardness. And I went and found the steps and went downstairs and saw the sign on the elevator that said... elevator is out of order. And this whole thing, I'm not only just on the second floor, I'm more than willing to take the stairs. I'm overlooking the lobby because that's got a little, the elevator
got a little balcony thing,
has
right
a little
there.
Balcony. So I'm close to leaning over and just saying, hey, how do I get down there? I'm not quite to that point yet.
I had the same moment. I didn't stand there quite as long before I decided to do something about it, but I absolutely looked over my shoulder and I heard he was counting change even at that moment, because I could hear the dunk, dunk into the drawer, the clink of the coins, and I thought I could look over and I'll be right above him and I could say, hey, Elevator's broken. I only wonder what he would have said at the time. He might have said, I know, I put a sign on it. You know, like, not up here, you didn't.
A lot of hotels have stairs in the middle of the hotel, so you don't have to go to the end. I mean, it was a long haul. I was thinking to myself, if I'm an elderly person and I'm carrying a suitcase, this is going to be a bad morning because I've got to go all the way to the end, and I got to go down these stairs. And so it was better for me, I'm sure, than it was for others leaving that hotel.
I'm actually really kind of stuck on that because I think I'm kind of combining my memories. We stayed in the same hotel last year for this. And I think I might be kind of combining that stay with another one because part of me feels like there used to be a stairway right in the main area. Like, if you walked in on the right, there was kind of that elevated area.
Right.
I thought that was a landing up to another staircase before. Now, maybe either they took that out or it was never there in the first place. But boy, that would have been a great place for a staircase yesterday morning.
Yeah, staying at a hotel. It's a sign that you're getting older. All right, here's a sign that you are older, okay? The thought of going to a hotel does nothing for you, all right? Because when you're younger, you're kind of like, kind of fun. But tell you, I'm done with it. If I never stay at a hotel again, I'm fine. And it was a nice hotel we stayed at. It was very,
oh yeah,
one of the fancier hotels I probably ever.
We're goofing
have
really
at.
Hard on the two small things that.
Yeah,
occurred.
Yeah, but it's just for me, it's more of you never get a good night's sleep. When I'm at a hotel the first night, I never sleep well. I just never sleep well. Usually by the second and third night, I'm so exhausted because I didn't sleep well the first night. I will sleep well the second and third night. But the first night, there's 18 pillows on the bed. None of them are comfortable because they're just not my pillow. And not that they're bad pillows. They're just not my pillow at my bed at home. So I know why my wife brings her pillow with now when we go to hotels. I understand that.
The My Pillow guy is pumping his fist so hard.
He's saying,
you saying
order now,
name.
Order yeah, now, dog. Boy, order now.
Buy one, get eight free. They're trying to get rid of them. but actually, I think I'm aging differently. Like, that used to be me. Night one was terrible. Night two, maybe solid sleep. I think I'm aging such that, man, I'm so tired, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah. I don't know. I think, like, I very obviously never in the military, but I think my grandfather's military experience has like made its way down to me in that I can fall asleep on a hard floor at this point if I need
to. Yeah.
That might be the toughest part of me is how I can sleep at this point.
Maybe it's just for me, maybe it's burnout because like I've said before, I went about a 2-year span there with my son where we traveled a lot and staying in a hotel was just like, I am so done with the waffle in the morning. I just like, just give me my bowl of Cheerios, you know, there's people listening right now who travel for their job and they know what I'm talking about, where, you know, it's just, they'd rather just be at home. They'd rather be at their home, you know, and sitting out on the front porch with a cup of Joe.
I do wish my home had the pancake machine, though. We've talked about this before.
Oh, the waffle maker you're talking about?
No, the pancake machine.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that before, yeah. Was there the pancake machine?
There was not.
Okay.
There was not one here, but it was a good waffle situation. It was good waffle batter. That means a lot of sugar.
Even the waffle, one of those waffle makers where you pour it in, you flip it over, and then it beeps after 3 minutes, and you flip it back. I mean, it's a third-degree burn waiting to happen. It's a miracle that they still have those in that way, but I would take one of those in my kitchen. I just dream of my kitchen walking into it and just pulling a little handle out, just and out that comes ready to go.
We have a waffle maker kind of like that.
Well,
it's not that big and heavy,
yeah.
But the in-home version of it is a slightly lighter appliance version, but you know, we upgraded from the little hamburger clamshell style your 4-inch waffle kind of thing to, hey, this one you better be serious, like you can't, this is not a casual waffle.
Well, let me change my description of it. I want a waffle maker where I don't have to clean it afterwards.
Yeah, that's...
that I just make it and walk away.
You know, actually, the only time you really have to clean a waffle maker is if you overfill it.
Okay.
We found that, like, because it's kind of a ceramic-type nonstick coating, that basically you should clean the waffle maker by taking the waffle out of it. Everything should come along. And I know that's not as clean as it looks, so you give it a wipe down and stuff. But by and large here, you're not talking about the kind of things that go rancid or sour or anything like that.
Is there anything else in the food world that the batter for pancakes and waffles are the same, right? Generally.
No, actually. And I learned that the hard way.
Well, they can be. They can
yes,
be, but yeah.
You can make a more than serviceable waffle out of pancake batter.
Right.
The same is probably not true in reverse. I haven't fried up the waffle batter that we make, but like the pancake batter, you know, mix your wets, mix your dries, don't mix them all the way, put them on the hot thing and it cooks. Mm-hmm. The waffle recipe we make, and maybe we're going further than we need to, separate your egg whites from your yolks, mix the yolks with some of the dries, whip the whites so that they're almost
you're overachieving, yeah.
Well, and then you're folding air in, and you know what you get? Some really stinking boring waffles. I've tried so hard, it's like, yeah, these are fluffy, but they also suck. Like, wait, what is the, like, I'm spending so long to make something I don't even like, so.
I guess when I make waffles at home, I just take the pancake batter and mix it up as normal, and I just put it in the waffle maker instead of the pancake, and it comes out all right. Which is pretty amazing. To this moment, I've never really thought about it. Pretty incredible, because you look at a pancake and you look at a waffle and just like, well, those are two different foods.
Yes.
Just the way the crispiness and just the way they come out. But it is possible to make both out of the same.
Yeah, totally. And in fairness, I don't think we've actually just put pancake batter into our waffle maker since we've gotten the slightly nicer one, just because we know that it can be done, and so I haven't been curious about it. Now I really want to compare them side by side, because like I said, it's a lot more work, if only because you're doing all the egg whipping and stuff, and we don't have like a stand mixer to do that. But honestly, I would, as you can probably guess, I would say it's not worth it to do the true waffle way. At least I haven't found a way to... I need it sweeter, man. Give me candy on my waffles.
Put a little strawberry.
Yes.
They put a little strawberries on there, drizzle a little whipped cream on there. And I'm looking around thinking, what else could I get? What, the peanut butter? No. But I'm literally looking up and down the aisle thinking, what else could I put on this waffle? This is wonderful.
Yeah. It's powdered sugar. It's everything sweet. And then halfway through it, I regret not getting the Mexican skillet I was thinking of instead, because I'm desperately in need of salt. And this is way too much sugar. At least get a side order of bacon if you're going to do the sugar bomb waffles.
Am I the only person who walks away from a breakfast buffet or a breakfast in the morning at a hotel and is thinking to myself, all right, what can I take with me?
Oh,
well, what can I snack on? Granola bar? All right, banana for the drive home? Yeah, I still have that banana, by the way.
Did you see the two plates I walked out of there with? It might have been easy to believe that was one for Rachel, one for me. No, that was one plate for us to split here and one full of stuff that was going to make it to the car and last throughout the day. Two bananas. They had muffins there. They had granola bars. Mm-hmm. We even got instant oatmeal packets that we haven't used. And little packets, they had like single serve brown sugars, Joel. It was like a hotel experience where you come with more than you leave with more than you came with.
I got an email for the extras, yes.
Oh, did you?
There was a charge, yeah.
They charged it to your room?
No, they charged it. They asked me about you because they saw me hanging around you in the elevator. So.
Well, if they charged it to your room, then they also got my email. We can definitely tell that's how that works. Oh, Joel, it's 8:30 already. What's your plan for the week?
Oh, we have a lot of ball games this week. We have one today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, so making sure everybody where they need to be for that. Other than that, not a lot. My son and I decided that we're going to a Timberwolves game Friday night. It'll be a home playoff game, game three. So that's going to be an adventure. I'm already thinking I need to start resting today for this, because it's an 8:30 start downtown Minneapolis, which means we're going to be riding the train at like 1 o'clock in the morning from Minneapolis to Mall of America. So I'm already emotionally, psychologically preparing for that. But when your son asks you, hey, Dad, do you want to go to this game with me? You're like, yeah, sure. Yeah. The times are getting fewer and fewer when your kid gets older. So I just like, yeah, I'll go. Sure. 8:30. Whatever. We'll be back at 1 a.m. I'm fine. Good, 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 good.
Future Joel can handle the consequences of that impulse decision, I think. That'll be more than possible. Future Joel always has a broom in hand ready for this kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I try to be anyway. And I find, Future Gray deals with a lot of stuff he probably shouldn't have to, but I don't know whose fault that is.
Yeah.
8:31, Joel, we're going to see you on the other side of news, weather, and sports. We'll have our next keyword for My Kind of Friday Night all the way at 11 with Mike McKay. Plenty to do before then.
Garage sales also. We're going to lay down the garage sale rules in part two of the gray area.
Ah, garage sales and other topics, maybe even some sportsy things here and there.
Oh,
who knows?
Maybe. Yeah,
who
sure.
knows what's coming next after this on 98Q.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. military is promising to protect ships traveling the Strait of Hormuz, says ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
The president calling this new effort a humanitarian gesture to help ships linked to countries not involved in the war, and threatening any interference with the operation will unfortunately have to be dealt with forcefully. Trump's announcement coming after two more cargo ships were reportedly attacked Sunday by multiple small crafts off the coast of Iran.
And today, Iran's military says that missiles hit a U.S. Navy ship, but U.S. officials say that's false. There's a search underway for two American service members missing in Morocco, where they were taking part in a training exercise. Military officials say there are no signs of foul play. 13 people were hurt in a shooting at a party at a lake outside of Oklahoma City. Police are hunting for suspects. And the longtime radio voice of baseball's New York Yankees, John Sterling, has died at age 87. He called more than 5,000 Yankees games in his career. This is ABC News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin is set to receive more than $80 million from a nationwide settlement with Purdue Pharma and its owners. The agreement is part of a nearly $7.5 billion deal resolving lawsuits over the company's role in the opioid crisis. Officials say Purdue and the Sackler family were accused of aggressively marketing opioids across the country. The settlement bans the Sackler family from selling opioids and directs funding to treatment, prevention, and recovery efforts over the next 15 years. State officials say Wisconsin has secured more than $874 million in total opioid settlement funds. Wisconsin election officials are ordering changes to vote counts after finding mistakes with absentee ballots in two cities. The Elections Commission voted to have Madison redo its canvas after 23 late ballots were wrongly included and told Mequon to count five ballots that were improperly rejected. Commissioners on both sides agreed Madison's clerk made a serious error by missing the deadline, but they split on whether those votes should count, with some worried about voter fairness. Officials say the decisions are meant to protect both the rules and confidence in elections. And a new dispute is brewing over tuition at the University of Wisconsin system, with former President Jay Rothman accusing the board's leader of not being fully honest with lawmakers. WisPolitics reports that Rothman says a 2% tuition increase was already in the works when Regents President Amy Bogost testified that nothing had been decided. He believes a planned vote was quietly pulled after that hearing raised concerns. The Board of Regents is standing by its actions and says it won't revisit Rothman's firing. Some lawmakers say this situation and the way Rothman was let go raises bigger questions about accountability. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
News updates are brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The crew take on the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and Cardinals tonight in St. Louis. Milwaukee losing to the Nationals yesterday 3-2. But Pat Murphy pleased with what he saw from his starting pitcher, 24-year-old Logan Henderson.
Man, he was fantastic. He's been fantastic in AAA. He fell down covering first base, and that led to a run. Other than that, he was pretty special.
NFL. At the Packers rookie minicamp, Trey Smack out of Florida on his approach after the team traded up to draft him to compete for the starting kicker job against the veteran, Brandon McManus.
Just being authentic, so everyone I meet, I try to shake their hand and just be myself.
Matt LaFleur says he's learned to go easy with the rookies at their first few practices.
The juice isn't worth the squeeze in regards to putting people in position, maybe in harm's way. These guys don't even know how to practice yet. They're learning the playbook. There's a lot going on. I mean, they're drinking water out of a fire hose.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Bader's Sports Center has a great selection of Old Town kayaks and canoes in stock for your summer fun fishing or to simply enjoy the waters of the Northwoods. Along with all the necessities like life jackets, paddles, fishing supplies, bait and tackle, and insect repellent too. Plus, Bader's now offers kayak rentals. See them online at Bader'sSportsCenter.com or trek into their great showroom next to Pick and Save in downtown Phillips.
At Northwoods Realty and Property Management, they know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's your cozy shelter from the storm. Their realtors bring heart and integrity to every transaction, ensuring excellence every step of the way. Plus, with the largest local vacation rental marketplace, over 60 options to choose from, including homes, cabins, and resorts, Northwoods Realty makes your dreams a reality. Visit NorthwoodsWI.com today, and let's weather the market together. Napa Chevrolet is here to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. They're 100% locally owned. No games, no gimmicks, no surprise add-ons. They treat customers the way they want to be treated. A great place to do business. Plus, get a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. Visit them on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com. Your local Chevrolet dealer for Park Falls, Minocqua, and beyond.
High in the rugged Black Hills of South Dakota, the faces of four towering American presidents gaze out over the landscape. Begun in 1927 by sculptor Gutzon Borglum, Mount Rushmore was an audacious feat of engineering. For 14 years, workers dangled from ropes using dynamite and drills to meticulously carve 60-foot portraits of Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln from solid granite. Yet this monumental achievement remains deeply controversial as it was carved into land sacred to the Lakota Sioux. Mount Rushmore stands as a complex, awe-inspiring symbol of American ambition, a permanent reflection of our nation's towering ideals, incredible achievements, and the difficult historical realities carved into our shared history.
This celebration of America's 250th birthday is sponsored by Park Falls Builders, a family tradition since 1980, serving the community with building supplies, hardware, and design services.
This weather update is brought to you by Northwoods Realty. Find your dream home or pick from over 60 cozy vacation rentals, because no matter the weather, they've got you covered.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or scattered shower possible this afternoon. Our high today right around 62. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 30 tomorrow. Sunny and quite a bit cooler with a high tomorrow only 49. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
A little bit of classical music thrown in there, but with a little bass. If I turn it up, it'll blast you a little
Welcome
bit.
Welcome back to the award-winning Gray Area with Joel in the morning.
What a gentle Monday morning we have for you here.
Hey, Rick threw that at me for like 15 years, DJ Rick threw that at me. So I'm when I say it, I'm facing west toward Vegas where he lives now. So so if you guys are in the way of it, that's your fault, all right? I'm saying it to Rick.
Yeah, in honor of DJ Rick living well out there in Las Vegas, face west and throw something as hard as you can that direction.
The number of times that DJ Rick came walking out of that back studio, 98Q Country, after recording his show, and he put his hand, two thumbs in the front of his belt loops, strutting toward the door, he'd say, another award-winning DJ Rick show in the books. Have a good one, everybody. Walks out the door, bam, door slams.
You know, you just inspired. You know what this is? I think we need a piece of audio imaging that says a real third place production.
There you go.
We'll get you a third place, man.
Oh, I don't think he won first. I think it was his second. It might have been. I don't know if his was a first or not. We have so many awards around here. We just can't keep track of them anymore.
Or
really,
in the millennial meme flavor, one of the all-time morning shows.
One of the all-time. Very exciting. Very exciting news this morning. We have found a home for the Isabella laundry slash maternity slash whatever bag it is. We have found a home for the Isabella bag. Dawn Slack, reluctantly, I think, is going to pick it up this morning. She was a little bit leery about it. I said, trust me, Dolly, this is going
to
be good.
Dawn was just trying to alert us to a birthday for somebody named Isabella. By the way, we're going to run through some birthdays briefly here. Text us through the Civic app. There's not a keyword this hour, so text us birthdays.
She called. I answered the phone, and she gave me the name of the person, and literally, I put the phone away from my mouth, and I went, what did you say her name was?
Oh, yeah, and like, when the phone rings around 8 o'clock in the morning here at 98Q, it's almost always about a birthday or something like that. It's Monday morning, so you never know, but Joel answered the phone because he was closest to it, and I heard the tone of your voice. He said, Dawn, does she live nearby? It went from 98Q, can I help you? Dawn, where is she? And it's like,
we found
okay,
Isabella.
Either we just entered a Liam Neeson movie and we need to drive somewhere really fast with the cops on our tail, or Joel has hunted down an Isabella. And in fact, there was no hunting involved. It was kind of a just sat here and waited until one came around.
Wandered into the yard, yes.
And so we do have a birthday shout out to give. I'd love to add other birthday shout outs to it, but I need to hear from you first. So text us if you know anybody with a birthday today. Or even later this week, we'll save it. You can always get to it ahead of time. Anniversaries are good too. or other annual celebrations that deserve recognition. Seriously, I can think of a few things. You know, if somebody's been a member of the local Lions Club for 30 years,
or
if somebody's retiring after 45 years somewhere, it doesn't have to be a perfect number. Let's give some people some recognition, because up here you work hard. And I'd like to shout you out for it.
Milestones are good to recognize. It makes the younger generation realize, you've been doing that longer than I've been alive? Really?
Yeah.
And it just kind of sets the bar for them a little bit, I think.
Yeah, and be thoughtful. Maybe don't go too personal. Maybe like a weight loss goal sounds nice to shout someone out for, but there's some things that we won't shout out on the radio. Yeah. That said, if you are working on your relationship with food or exercise, shout out to you. Congratulations. Taking that first step, that's got to be tough.
Or maybe you're thinking about having a garage sale. All right, let's set rule number one for a garage sale. All right, rule number one. All right, the sign. The sign for your garage sale. If you're going to have a garage sale, let's take a little time to make a sign that we can read. All right? People are driving down the road. If you're going to take an 8x11 sheet of paper and write with it on a pencil, yard sale to the right,
ain't nobody
going to see it.
You might as well just fold that up into a paper airplane and throw it.
Yep, you can do it for free. You can go down to Super One and grab one of their free boxes out of the big container, big piece of cardboard, magic marker. Everybody has one of those. If you don't, come see us. I got one for you. And write, yard sale, whatever it might be, and then arrow, and where you're going. If you want to put hours at the bottom, but just the word itself to notify the world that yard sale right here, got to be big letters, got to be readable.
Well, and let's talk contrast too, because you got two basic options. You can either go dark background, as in like that cardboard box Joel mentioned. That's not too dark, but it's a darker color, that brown. Mm-hmm. Or you can go light background, the white paper that you mentioned. Highlighter yellow tag board has a special place in my heart, because you can do just about anything with it and you'll be able to see it. It's going to catch my attention. But you've got to decide, hey, is this a dark color or a light color? Because if the background's a dark color, the paint or the marker better be a light color. If the background's light, the paint better be dark. And if you're not sure, if it's kind of in between, how do you tell if this in-between color is light or dark? Well, first of all, you can try them both and just see which one looks better. But alternatively, much easier, find somebody who smells good all the time. They'll be able to tell you whether it's a light or a dark color.
Who smells good all the time?
I figure there's a lot of overlap between the kind of people who care how they smell and the kind of people who care what shade of color a certain color is.
A yard sign. I like it.
And this is my yard sign measurement system.
So you put enough effort into this so when the yard sale is over, it's something that you want to keep. You put it in the back of your garage when you have one again next year, if you do it yearly.
Yeah.
Well, then you got yourself a yard sale sign, not just one you crumple up and then you throw away. So if you're going to have a multi-day garage sale, so the big letters, yard sale, all right? At the bottom, in smaller letters, you can put like, Friday 8 to 2, Saturday 10 to 4. Because if someone's stopping and seeing that sign, they may see that.
All right? Yep.
I understand if there's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday sale, you don't want to go down after the sale is over Friday and take the sign down and then put it back up. I get that.
That's the cost of doing business, though.
Yeah, it is. But I realize also that if you're driving around the Northwoods on a Saturday and you see a yard sale sign, you realize that, there's a decent chance this thing may be winding down, especially if it's in the middle of the afternoon. If it's a Friday, you're expecting a full-blown yard sale. You're expecting the full-blown.
Yep.
So there's always that opportunity if you're going to a yard sale after 4 or 5 in the afternoon. They may have shut her down. The kids may have dance class or something. Somewhere they need to be. But if you're able to put it on the sign, the hours of it, that's beneficial too. Especially if it's a yard, if it's a sign that's in town and people are going a little bit slower. 60 miles an hour on Highway 13, maybe not so much. But also, if your yard sale is 11 miles off the beaten path, maybe just indicate somewhere that you're going to be driving away. There's nothing more frustrating than the yard sale to the right and you turn, and 5 miles later, you're still looking for the yard sale.
Well, if you've got a sign 5 miles from your sale, it better say so. Because at that point, you're messing with me.
Yeah.
Like, that's, 5 miles is not so bad, but if it's 10 or 11, it's like, man, you have a responsibility, because like the ability to say that you have a yard sale this weekend is a superpower, and therefore it comes with great responsibility.
So what are the chances that that person that's messing with you also smells good?
Not great.
Okay.
Not great. That's my personal feeling on the matter. I can't justify it. It was a knee-jerk reaction, and I probably owe somebody an apology after that. But I think I had help coming to that conclusion. Joel, you kind of...
Maybe you should change it to from smells good to doesn't smell bad.
Well, see, and that actually was a distinction I wanted to make. My point there was like, I do not mean, if you want help with color theory, if you want to know, is this a dark color? Does this complement this? You don't go to somebody who just doesn't smell bad. That's most of us. I'd say I'm that guy who doesn't smell bad. But I'm talking about the people who, when they walk by, it's like, oh, what's that cologne? Or it's like, that perfume is nice. These are the people who put a little extra thought into the outward, into the external. Yeah. And I don't want to demean them in any way. I just mean that they're gonna have thought about this more, even just in terms of style. They'll tell you what color your sign should be.
I think I forced you to delve into this farther than you wanted to.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable right now.
So when the sale is over, another rule of yard sales, when the sale is over, all right, if it's 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, you're thinking, well, we're gonna wrap this thing up. It's been a good weekend of selling. Okay. Someone at your household goes and gets the signs before you close, all right? The procedure to close a garage sale is the signs come down and then the sale closes. The sale doesn't close, and then after bar closing time, you decide, let's go take down the signs, all right? There's nothing more frustrating than seeing a garage sale sign and then pulling in, and there's nothing going on.
Yep.
So be courteous. Take those yard sale signs down right as you're closing or a little bit before, so you don't get people driving and looking for your yard sale.
And I'm thinking the individual responsible for taking down the signs is very likely going to be the youngest one with any vehicle. And I mean 8-year-old with a bike. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can go grab a sign.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
You wanted that bike. You want that freedom. You're going to learn what freedom comes with, and that's work to do.
You know what I found from I haven't had a garage sale in a long time, but I used to when I lived in Phillips, is if you've ever had a political sign in your yard, or one of those little wire signs, you know, that's got stuff on it that says graduate or whatever. Those little yard signs with the wire things that stick into the ground. Those are great for redoing for garage sales. You pull the old sign off there, you create your own sign, or even put something right over what's there. Those are great and reusable every year.
There's a bunch of people out there right now, Joel, with a target at a shooting pit talking about, you use these in your yard? We use those. That's what holds your target at the shooting pit, too, is like that's the retirement of the political sign. Like, yeah, this campaign is over. Stick a target on it. I mean, it's not a statement. I'm sorry. That sounds like some political statement. It's not. Like, no, those wire stands, one of the most versatile, reusable things on the planet.
And there's somebody out there that if you peel away the garage sale sign from their... From what they have in their yard, very carefully, you'll see Bush Dole 88 behind it. That's how long they last.
Oh man, they do. There's frightening things. If you peel back layers of paint, be aware of what you'll find. Got 10 minutes till 9 o'clock, Joel. We better hit a couple birthdays.
Yeah,
just got one. Was called in a moment ago. Let's fade out the cello suite number one here and go for a little.
Do, 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 do.
Much better. Much better. Happy birthday today to Isabella Matke. Isabella, we've gotten a couple calls, a couple texts about you. I just got a text from the Tesmers. They wanted to say happy birthday.
Oh, we got something for Isabella.
But Dawn called this in earlier, and Isabella, beware, we've got a gift for you. An actual gift at 98Q. Joel may have acquired a thing with your name on it, quite literally.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We also have a happy birthday today going out to Rita Wenzel. Want to make sure I hit that one correctly. I've seen similar last names before. Rita Wenzel celebrating today. Dawn letting us know yet again. Also, I don't believe... I've got to figure out if we got our cake certificate to last week's winner, Maddie. Got to figure that one out. But we got to also see who's celebrating alongside these people today.
Celebrity birthdays. Okay.
Wenzel. Yeah. Yep. We had a pronunciation guide after all.
Wenzel.
Rachel just popped up. And that was excellent. Okay. Hold on. Is this a person or a place? Rex Orange County is 28 today.
No idea.
Is that who he is or what he does? Rex Orange County.
I would say both. Probably.
He's apparently from Best Friend, Happiness, Pluto Projector. Maybe those are song names. I'm sounding old right now. the Gen Zers are like, oh man. This guy was okay until that Rex Orange County thing happened.
I thought you were just describing a dish at the fancy restaurant we were at over the weekend.
No, I mean, like, yeah. I'll have
the Rex Orange County with a little spritzer on the side.
Right, exactly. It sounds like a flavor of ice cream beverage. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Rex, what do you got going, bud? And I can't talk about weird names. My parents kind of did me in on that one. That's a normal-looking guy. I don't know what he's got going on. We're not going to play his YouTube on the air. That's a bad idea, but I'll Google him. He's 28 today. Shameik Moore played Miles Morales in the Into the Spider-Verse version of Spider-Man. He's 31 today. Ray Lynn, the country singer, started out on The Voice with Team Blake, God Made Girls. She's 32. Mm-hmm. Same exact age as Alexander Gold, who played Nemo in Finding Nemo. The little kid who played Nemo is older than me. Ouch. Sorry about that. Ashley Rickards from Awkward is 34 today. Rory McIlroy celebrating the Grand Slam. He's 37 today.
37 is all?
Just
Rory,
37.
Rory McIlroy.
He spends a lot of time in the sun. He looks like he's 40, 41 years old.
He looks gray. He looks gray to me.
He kind of does. Well, you know, if you look really close on my head, you'll find just a couple little white hairs.
Yeah.
Just a couple, but they're bright white. They're not kind of, they're very. And I think about them way more than they deserve. Who else do we have here? Lance Bass, 47, the NSYNC member. Is it Lance Bass? I don't remember.
It's Bass, yeah.
It's definitely Lance.
From the boy group era, yeah. New Kids, right?
No, NSYNC.
Oh, NSYNC. Okay,
NSYNC.
Gotcha.
NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys, who were discovered by the exact same guy. He discovered NSYNC, and then he said, you know what? They're going to have competition, so I better be the one to find them. And then he did.
Did auditions for another group, basically.
And then he used them to extort millions of dollars from wealthy investors in a totally fraudulent scheme before he died in prison. There's a Netflix documentary about it. It's really fascinating. Speaking of band members, though, the bassist for Green Day, Mike Dirnt, is 54 today. Randy Travis, the country superstar.
One of us.
He's 67.
Yeah, I'd like to order a pizza.
His most recent releases actually involved AI augmentation.
Really?
But it's the kind that I'm cool with. You know, like Val Kilmer showed up in a movie after he passed away. They AI'd him into a movie. That's kind of what Randy Travis did. They had a country star with a similar voice perform his songs, and then they AI tweaked it so it sounded just like Randy. Kind of neat.
Interesting.
Yeah, I have feelings. I'm not sure what they are, but it's an interesting thing. Jackie Jackson, second in the Jackson family, is 75. Used to do the high tenor parts for Tito and the Jackson 5. And last but not least, it is the birthday of Audrey Hepburn, one of the all-time greats in Hollywood, a classic actress. She would have been 97 today.
Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah, she had that
very distinctive crackling voice.
The stiff lower jaw.
Yes.
Yeah, that very bold 1920s, 1930s way of speaking. Of course, she would have seen the 1940s and really cut her teeth acting in the 1940s.
Speaking of impersonations, are you done?
Are you done yet?
Speaking of impersonations, coming soon, maybe next week, we are going to do a Joel impersonates presidents from the present moving backwards to Nixon, even to Kennedy. All right. I thought to myself, we're going to do this and I'm not going to practice it. It's going to be bad and it's going to be good. So that's coming soon.
That sounds like it's going to be bad.
Also, garage sale people, price tags. All right. Put a price tag on something. All right. All it takes is a roll of Scotch tape. You can get it for like 72 cents down at the dollar store. All right. Get a roll of masking tape. Just put it on there. 25 cents. 25 cents. There's nothing more annoying than going to a garage sale and having to negotiate everything that's in your garage. I don't want to negotiate with you. You tell me what the price is. You put a dollar on it. If I think I'm going to give you 50 cents, I'll ask, all right? Don't make me ask about every single item. You will sell more stuff if there's a price tag on it, okay?
Statement and a question before we wrap up the gray area today. So my statement is, piggybacking off of you, blue painter's tape. It's great. It stands out. It's that nice bright blue color so you can see it easy. Or there's green painter's tape. It's cheap. It comes off of things without leaving residue. And you can just marker right onto it.
All right.
Here's my question. Do you care when looking at the sign, what word comes before sale? Yard, garage,
rummage,
comes to mind.
Barn.
Do you care? I mean, barn sale. We drove past a barn sale sign on the way down to Madison, and I said it. I was like, what's a barn sale? And Rachel said, it's basically a garage sale, but you do it in a barn. And I was like, okay, if that's all it is, I feel cheated by that sign.
I don't care. You can just put sale if you want. And,
yes.
And if that means, I mean, if really, like, going back to the sign now, if you're living on a highway where people are going 55 miles an hour, just those four letters really big as possible, is probably better than worrying what's before the word sale.
Yep. S-A-L-E.
Sale.
That's it. You give me sale and an arrow, and that's how the horror movie starts. You've got me. You've got your victim. Yep. I'm coming into whatever trap you're laying.
Yep. Now, if you want to sell a muffin or a lemonade, the kids want to sell lemonade at a garage sale, I'm fine with that. This is gonna make some people mad. All right. Maybe you're not gonna be happy about this. All right, don't peddle your Watkins and your Girl Scout cookies at me at a garage sale, okay? I got those everywhere else, all right? I'm fine. But if you want to mix up a little jar of lemonade and for a buck, I'm fine with that. The rest of the stuff, I want your used stuff. I don't want your new stuff over here, okay? I just want your stuff that came out of the closet.
Fair enough. I don't object if there's a cookie order form laying there. Just don't suggest it first, you know, like you already got me. I already smell the dust in your house. We don't need to get any more personal.
I thought what I had just said was going to maybe irk some people. But as soon as you said that, I'm like, oh, you topped me. You got me.
I guess that's just how I'm feeling it on Monday. It's just like, you know what? You know I'm smelling it. I know I'm smelling it.
You walk into a garage sale, and the first thing you say to the person sitting behind the card table from 1952 is, I can smell the dust in your house.
Yeah. Dusty. Now I'm going to hand you money for it. It's a weird thing we do, Joel. Let's be real.
because most people, when a garage sale is over, what do most people do with what's left over?
Yeah, that's
most people throw it away.
It gets tossed.
Or you give it away.
There becomes a phenomenally small pile of this can go to Goodwill. And the rest of it is like, yeah, we shouldn't have tried on this one. $2, Mom, come on. No one was going to buy this.
Save it for next year.
It's a pie server. And some of the wood from the handle is $2. What lives in that pie server handle? Joel, thank you for a great gray area.
Yes.
The 4th of May, if you can believe that. You too, Joel. It's 8:59. You're listening to 98Q, 98.3 FM on the Civic Media Radio Network. WCQM continues next with a word from sponsors and top of the hour news.